Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That you are in charge.
That you are in charge.
You're doing a work.
You're doing a work.
In me.
In me.
I have ears.
I have ears.
That hear.
That hear.
I have eyes.
I have eyes.
That see.
That see.
And my heart.
And my heart.
Is perceiving.
Is perceiving.
This message.
This message.
Is for me.
Is for me.
Amen.
Amen.
What I heard was John 14 this morning, and the verse that he said while I was hunting for that verse, for that chapter, he said verse 11 was the focus. So I'm going to give you that one, and we're going to back it up after that. He told also, loud and clear, amplified, believe me that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me. Or else believe me for the sake of the very works themselves. The works are done by whom?
Him.
If you cannot trust me, at least let these works that I do in my Father's name convince you. I thought that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Convincing me of my Father's ability working inside of me is what this message is all about. Now, if you back up to verse 8, it says, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, cause us to see the Father. That is all we ask. Then we shall be satisfied. Now, notice again, we will be satisfied. So he's speaking for himself, but I believe he's speaking for all 12. Jesus replied, I have been with all of you for so long a time, and do you not recognize? Stop right there. Do you not recognize? You know, he's looking for them to really awaken to where and whom they've been with. And I'll be honest with you, I believe that all they can see is the teacher, the rabbi, the anointed one. They have an awareness that he's the Messiah, but they're not conscious of the next level. They're not conscious of the Father being resident in that rabbi. They're not conscious that His Spirit is going to indwell them. That has not entered their inner man yet. And I really believe that he probably expects them to have caught on by now.
Amen.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know, there are times when you see your sibling or your son or your daughter or someone that you love after you've given them information. You're expecting something to register inside of them. And sometimes it just does not register. And if it has not registered, where's the failure? With them or with me?
With them.
Yeah. The problem is me. The problem is that they're looking at me with whatever title, whatever job status, whatever anointing that there is on me, and that's as far as it goes. Mm-hmm. Have I been with all of you for so long a time, and do you not recognize and know me yet, Philip? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So now that's one veil coming off, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How can you say then, show us the Father? So he's really reprimanding them. Mm-hmm. Do you not believe that I am in the Father? And that the Father is in me. So now he's trying to get them to recognize that heaven has invaded earth. They've been saying the Lord's Prayer. Nothing's connected. It's just words. When Irene and I were ministering to Gloria's body, and her body was still very warm, I knew by the vision that the Lord had given me was to give the bottle of oil that was in my jeans to my wife. That's what I had seen. So I gave her the bottle, and she took it, and she anointed her forehead, and she continued to pray in the Spirit as Gloria's oldest son and his girlfriend were watching. God had orchestrated that the other be not there. It's God's ordination. The girlfriend said, just before she went home or left the room or left her body, I put a little bit of water on her lips, which is what I did 11 months ago when my mother was dying. My wife continued. She anointed different parts of her face. And then I made her aware to anoint her hands. So we pulled out her left hand from under the blankets. I lifted the hand and I let Irene anoint the wrist area. Irene continued to stay in the Spirit. Then we proceeded to do her left foot, pulled it out of the blankets, and our two witnesses are watching. My wife finished the left foot, and the Lord said, now you take the oil and you do the right foot. So we said the Lord's Prayer together as I'm holding her foot. And then I gave a heads up. I said, I'm going to say the Lord's Prayer from a different angle. And I don't remember everything that came out. But it was something to do with every time Gloria's feet would go with her husband to minister to different individuals that were broken because they had lost somebody they loved. And I specified one particular person. I didn't use names because I didn't know the name. But for a year and a half or more, every Sunday, Gloria and Michael, her husband, would drive out to a friend because he had lost his wife. And they would purpose to take him out to dinner to give him a future. And that's what came out of my mouth. And of course, her son heard every word. But it was the expression of the girlfriend who couldn't stop crying. And whatever else came out, I don't remember. It wasn't for me, it was for the blessing that needed to be given to the body of this woman who gave freely what she received freely. Amen. The works of your hands and your feet are registered in heaven. The works of your heart as you intercede are registered in heaven. Amen. The Father knows you better than you know yourself. The Holy Spirit knows every detail of every weakness that you have ever experienced or lived through. And He knows more about you and me than we know or understand. In case you forgot, He put you together in your mother's womb, Psalm 139. And I remember when I was very discouraged at myself because I had seen the enemy use me. And after he got done, of course, you know, he goes off and accuses. And the Holy Spirit said to me, Don't you know that I know every weakness that you inherited from your mother and your father and your grandmother and your grandfather and your great-grandmother? And you went on and on and on. Do you not know I took all these things into consideration when I said yes to you and you said yes to me and I moved in anyway? I didn't move in because you were perfect. I moved in because you needed perfection. And that perfection is a process. And the more the light of God is in you, the more the light of the Spirit is in you, the more you will see that the darkness can't stand you. And it hates you and me. And it strategizes every way that you can conceive. So when you and I are connected to the Father, and the Father is downloading by His Spirit to us to respond, not to lay down and take it and say, oh, poor me. What a failure that is. That poor me should never come out of my mouth.
Amen. That's right.
You're not poor. You've got the light.
That's right.
Amen.
You've got every single aspect of His and our Father in us. He's inside.
Amen.
You say, well, He's only in seed form. Well, guess what? Seeds what? What do they do? Seeds. Yeah. Wow. Declare with me, every seed that is in me, that my Heavenly Father
is watering,
it's getting bigger,
stronger,
and greater than my mind can conceive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? What I am telling you, I do not say on my own authority and of my own accord. But the Father who lives continually in me, continually. He doesn't quit when you make a boo-boo. The Father who lives continually in me does the works, with an S. His miracles, His own deeds of power. Believe me that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me, or else believe me for the sake of the very works themselves. If you cannot trust me, at least let these works that I do in my Father's name convince you. Do I need convincing? Sometimes yes. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes. Why does he put the word steadfastly? Because he wants it to be solid.
Right. Unwavering.
Steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do. And he will do even greater things than these, because I go to the Father.
Amen.
Well, you say, I've been a farmer all my life. So all I want to be is a farmer. Well, wouldn't it be nice if you were dissatisfied with farming after this time? Wouldn't it be nice to do a little bit of investigating? Maybe you could graduate from the farm? Just yesterday, I was pressed to go to Costco's, and by the way, I would never got in because they're in construction over there and there wasn't even a parking place. So I finally gave up and said, forget it. But I'm at the lights on Route 5. And you gotta remember, I'm a Vermonter. And for a while I lived in Hardwick, which is right next to Cabot. Cabot, Vermont, is where all the creamery milk from northern and middle Vermont comes, and it is deposited by tractor trailer with containers full of the harvest that comes out of Vermont. And it's brought right to Route 5, right next to the cinema. And there the processing of the cheeses, the milk, the ice cream, whatever else they make, is done right here on Route 5. Now, my aunt and my uncle owned a farm. They sold the milk to whom? The Cabot people. Wouldn't it be nice to get off the farm and start owning the factory that makes the cheese? Makes the processed milk? You know, farming is fun. But you know, running a plant like that would be quite an adventure, wouldn't it?
Excellent.
Amen.
Yeah. Could it be that he wants you out of the farm business for a while? And he wants you to run a big business? Oh, you say, I'm happy to take care of my little animals. Really? Shouldn't it be nice to maybe graduate? Influence people for a change?
Amen.
See, there was a season in my life that my son had one focus. He was about 2.5 years old when my mom asked to have us take care of her little chihuahua. And my son was an expert. He was a couch potato, and that dog loved sitting on the couch, sleeping with him. Today, he's 50-something years old, and he still likes dogs. But he graduated. And I remember a few months ago, he called my wife and I to tell us that he had changed the first diaper of his little girl. And he said, Lainey, Mom, I don't know if I did it right. Irene says, whether the diaper's on forwards or backwards, it doesn't matter. It catches everything.
That's right.
But his concern, I'm 56 years old. Mom, I never did this before. He finally graduated because, you know, the dog, they go out by themselves.
That's right.
He caused Lainey trouble because she's full of everything. And gets away with whatever she can.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time for me and you to graduate?
Yes.
Amen.
Are you ready to graduate to the next level that he's prepared for you?
Yes.
Come off the farm. Get into the business realm. And for those of you who own the business already, maybe it's time to graduate from a heavenly business that you've never tasted of yet. Are you satisfied in the status quo?
No.
Then give yourself a kick in the butt.
That's right. Amen.
Please.
Amen.
I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do. Jesus was not babysitting, and he was not a farmer anymore. He's your example. He taught the fishermen who had a business to become fishers of
people.
Men. What's your job?
Same.
Wake up those people that you have in your surrounding. Tell them about the one that can save them and get them off into a new place and live life at a higher level. And maybe, just maybe, they will hear what you have to say and respect those words and the greater things that has been prepared for them. You'll be an example for them to step up.
Amen.
And go higher.
Amen.
Is there anything wrong with my son laying on the couch with the dog? No. But at 56 years old, I hope he's grown. Okay?
Amen.
Are you catching on? Do you have to be 30, 50, whatever the number is? It's time to move on and go higher. Don't be satisfied with what you did last year. That was for then. Oh, come on now. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, what I did last year was for then.
Lord Jesus, what I did last year was for then.
I've got a new agenda.
I've got a new agenda.
Downloaded it to me.
Downloaded it to me.
Get me to move.
Get me to move.
And if I don't move.
And if I don't move.
Help me to kick my own butt.
Help me to kick my own butt.
To get out of the way.
To get out of the way.
And bring transformation.
And bring transformation.
And the good news.
And the good news.
To the broken people.
To the broken people.
That I will connect with this week.
That I will connect with this week.
Amen.
I'll tell him.
Verse 13. This will take you home. And I will do, I myself will grant whatever you may ask in my name, presenting all I am, so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in through the Son. Yes, I will grant, will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name, presenting all I am. If you really love me, you will keep and obey my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever.
Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome. Take to its heart. Because it does not see him, nor know and recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
What excuse have you got?
None.
Yeah. So if I shook you a little bit and your butt is shaking, then I did my job. So go forward. Ask the Holy Spirit. What's my job this week? What's my job this morning? What is heaven doing now? Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.